A letter lay beside her pillow, torn on the creases from being read and reread over and over. Her few letters and cards were the only physical thing linking her and her children, who, with their lovely childlike handwriting, told her that they had moved to Ireland because Elizabeth's house was bombed, and that they were happy. Frau Braun had explained at length how she had taken a huge risk intercepting the letter at the post office, but the Irish postmark had made her think it might be important. She went to great pains to explain that if anyone had seen her, she would have been in a lot of trouble. All the juice was supposed to be gone, but she did it nonetheless. The day she delivered it with the food was the happiest day of all spent in the attic. The gratitude Ariella felt towards Peter's cousin Elizabeth transcended words. Elizabeth was an angel, nothing less, and Ariella knew she would endure anything, survive everything, because one day she would see her precious children again. She tried to focus on their faces in her mind's eye, anything to distract from what was going on below. The voices continued. Were they angry? Friendly? It was impossible to tell. What were they saying? She strained to hear. The men were on the ground floor, in the hallway, she thought. Oh, no. There were heavy footsteps on the stairs. That creak on the step, she heard it each night as the Brons went upstairs to bed. The attic ran the width of the house over both their and Willie's bedroom, as well as the bathroom. Someone was opening the bathroom door. Why would visitors go into the bathroom? One person might need to answer the call of nature, she supposed, but the footsteps indicated more than one person. She felt nauseated. Bile rose from her stomach, and she clamped her hand over her mouth. She couldn't swallow and exhaled raggedly, sure the sound was audible. The voices were clearer now.
Do you have any other beds, ones that could be placed in here? This room could accommodate more than one person.
A man's voice. What was he talking about?
I don't.
Frau Braun sounded calm.
My son is an only child, so we never had cause to have another bed in here.
She replied, her voice neutral.
And you just have the two bedrooms and the downstairs parlour?
Ariella heard the same man's voice again.
Yes, that's right,
Frau Braun replied. Why was he asking about the house? It was a typical Berlin house, in a terrace, a small yard to the front and two floors. It had two bedrooms, a bathroom, a living room and a small kitchen and pantry at the back. The Braun's house was much more modest than her and Peter's big bright apartment just two streets away, but it was a solidly built house.
What about the attic?
This time Ariella heard a different voice. She held her breath, not daring even to move her head in the direction of the trap door, just a metre from her head.
It is not a proper attic. The floor is just joists. My husband was going to floor it properly, but never got the time, as he is so busy with party business. Also, it's not even high enough to stand up in. You have to crawl around up there. Well, that's up there is the water tank, so it wouldn't be suitable.
Ariella marvelled at how she stayed so calm.
Can I see?
The man asked. This was it, the moment of her discovery. They would find her. There was no way they could not if they opened the trap door, even if they never came up. She couldn't move. There was nowhere to hide anyway, but even if she tried, the noise would give her away. She lay there, trying to visualize Liesl's face first, then Eric's, then her darling husband Peter, long dead now for trying to defend an old Jewish lady in the street. If it weren't for her children, she would have longed to join him and given herself up, faced whatever the Nazis had in store for her. But she wanted to see her babies again, to hold them in her arms, smell their hair, feel their fingers intertwine with hers. She had endured it all, the long hours, days, weeks, months, years, just to see them again. And now it was over.